URN After Dark.
URN.
We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a party.
Hello, and welcome to The B-Side, a URN podcast bringing you a weekly selection of alternative tracks. My name is Will Carl, and today I'll be talking to you about the Mercury Prize. The Mercury Prize is put on yearly by the BBC, and it's kind of an alternative Brit Awards. It's awarded to the best British alternative album of the year. I found this year's nominees outstanding, so today I'm going to play tracks that will all be from them. First up is Giant Peach by Wolf Alice from their debut album My Love Is Cool. Wolf Alice have been on the music scene for a long time, but have finally put their debut album together. Let's give it a listen. Next up is X Marks the Spot by Ghost Poet. This is from Ghost Poet's third album, Shedding Skin. He's come a long way from then. He started off with hip-hop and grime, and now he's moved on to an alternative style of rap, which gives him quite a unique sound. It's incorporated indie guitar licks and other unique hooks that you don't really find in many other rap artists.
So I don't care anymore.
But you say no way.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, you do need me.
There's a drawer. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
Oh, you didn't need me.
There's a drawer in a room in a house that's calling your name. That's calling your name.
This is URN.
Now for an old face in the music industry, this next song is 2020 from Gaz Coombs, formerly of Supergrass. This is the second track on his album Matador that came out in January. It takes influences from Radiohead, has the same eerie feeling that they have, and incorporates many different movements into the song. The sound is a massive departure from the Supergrass Britpop sound that he used to have. Listen up guys, this is a good one. Considered Slaves by the next nomination I'm going to talk about as a combination between Royal Blood, the Sex Pistols and Hard Fight. It's lad punk from the middle of Tunbridge Wells. Slaves' debut album Are You Satisfied is the heaviest of all the 12 nominations for the Mercury Prize. The two-piece band are one of the most exciting new punk acts in a long time, so keep an eye on them. Their next albums are really going to be something as well. If you can put up with punk, this is a good one.
Your worries and your fears, manipulating you. The ringing in your ears is self-inflicted.
to get the instant fix. It really is incredible how people get their kicks. Looking at the floor, won't get no answers there. The product in your hair or her lacy underwear. Are you happy? Or are there things that could be done? Whether you're midway through the process or you haven't yet begun, come on. If you're not moving, do something. If you're not moving, do something. If you're not moving, do something. No one's gonna help you, gotta do it for yourself.
This is URN.
Now, the last nominee I'm going to feature today is one you may have heard of. It's Florence and the Machine with their new album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. This is the band's first album since 2011, and the tracks on this are slightly less elegant before, but slightly more rocky and slightly more catchy. This next track is called Delilah. Don't get confused with the Tom Jones classic, it's not a cover, although I'd quite like to hear that actually. That's it. That's all the nominations I'm going to talk about on the show today. The links to the songs will be in the description of the podcast if you want to listen to the full things, but I'm going to play you out with one last track. I'm going to play a full track from one of the nominations today, my favourite and the one I really, really, really am desperate to win because he totally deserves it. This is Gaz Coombs, and this is the opening track to the album Matador, aptly titled Buffalo. Enjoy, guys, and thanks for listening.
This is URN.